producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Chris O'Brien is on special assignment. He has to work extra today after taking a trip out of town last week. So since Chris isn't here, we've called upon our friend, forum moderator, and occasional guest co-host, Gox Mackay, to join us from his palatial estate deep in the caverns in Scotland, right?
Right, yeah. That's me.
You're in a cavern.
Kind of, five floors up.
What's a reverse cavern, then?
A two-bedroom cavern.
Oh, a two-bedroom cavern, okay. But yeah. It's a reverse cavern because it's upstairs rather than below the surface.
We like to do things a bit differently here.
Okay, well, that's okay. I'm glad. Thinking different is good. Now, I should tell our listeners that I just made this arrangement as we're doing the show for next week's episode of the Paracast. And we don't normally do that, you know? We don't normally have the opportunity to book a guest so far in advance. We kind of get these guests ready pretty quickly. I had communication from Leslie Kane, who, of course, is a longtime investigative reporter and an author of a UFO book, who is now part of a group called UFO Data. And UFO Data is a project to set up a number of testing stations around the world to see if they can detect UFO activity. So among the participants are Mark Rodiger, who is an official with the J. Allen Hynek Center for UFO Studies, and Leslie Kane. And they will both be on the Paracast this coming week. We're going to focus, obviously, on solid UFO research, a way to measure, if possible, what's going on, which is a healthy change because there have been so many debates about UFOs over the years, some very emotional, that just doing the plain science is great. Have you read much about UFO data yet, Gox?
I've read a little, just really on the forums. I count myself as a fan of Leslie Kane, at least. I bought her book. I've heard Mark on other shows as well. I'm for anything that is data collection to do with UFOs. We just, for whatever reason, I know we can go into it and we can debate forever as to reasons why academia and the mainstream science doesn't take UFOs seriously, or certainly not publicly take them seriously. And anything, any effort to kind of do it properly, buy the book, write papers, that kind of thing, in terms of getting us accepted by mainstream science, I don't think it can do any harm, and it's certainly a million miles away from the woo-woo crowd and abductions and that kind of stuff, which is going to turn a lot of people off. And nice segue into abductions, of course.
Now, I remember here at one of the International UFO Congress events in Arizona, it's held in Fountain Hills near Phoenix, there was a story about it, and the story tried to imply this was a place for those who feel they were abducted by UFOs to kind of commiserate with each other, which had very little to do with what the event was about. Not that UFO abductions were not discussed, but they had this crazy impression that that was what it was all about. Now, abductions is a pretty squirrely kind of subject when you get into it, because you have people who claim to have been taken out of their bedrooms or kidnapped along a country road at night, and they meet up with either nice aliens, although they seem to give them painful examinations, but nonetheless they consider them nice aliens and they like them, or nasty aliens who want to force them to help create a hybrid race. And the latter category is Dr. David Jacobs, who was on the Paracast just a few weeks ago. That show has received more polarized reaction than any episode of the Paracast, I'd say, in the last several years. Now, Jacobs and his former partner, the late Bud Hopkins, were on the Paracast in 2010. But in 2015, as soon as we announced it, in response to listeners who wrote messages in our forums saying, have him on, we had people saying, don't put him on. How can you put him on? Do you know what he is? Because he had some kind of dust-up with one of his former test subjects. In any case, we had such a reaction back and forth that some people even said they would no longer subscribe to the Paracast Plus, our premium service, as a result of having a guest they didn't like on the show. Now, unfortunately, I hope that people who make decisions like that would realize that we have all sorts of guests through the years. Some you might like, some you might not like. But we'd rather hope that you don't go on strike because we get one guest that you don't like. What do you think, Og?
Well, Gene, I mean, for someone to say that, you know, they're going to stop listening to the show, stop subscribing, over one episode, regardless of who's on it, who the person is, to me that just speaks volumes about the emotion. It just goes towards the kind of people who are true believers in either direction, in that this stuff matters so much to them, to their soul, like a religion, that if you've got a guy from the other side of the equation, then you're with them, you're the enemy, you can't be my friend, I can't listen to you. It's just way too much emotion over. I just don't get that cut up over any guest. You get good shows, you get bad shows, you get interesting guests, you get guests you don't want to hear again. But at the end of the day, they're just guests on a show. There's just no need to take it that seriously. And even though I love the subject of UFOs, and I am interested in what Dr. David Jacobs has to say on the matter, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it either way. And I was just thinking, as you were talking there, about this whole, I've said before on the show, my problem mainly with alien abductions is not so much the idea of it, it's the supposed numbers, you know, that it's supposed to be even in the millions in the United States alone. So how about this? If we usually say, what, 2 to 5% or so of reported UFO sightings may actually be quite unexplained and interesting. Well, how about if we say that 2 to 5% of reported alien abductions, maybe they are the only ones that have even got possibility of actually being something interesting? Because if I follow this logical thought process, start with, are there strange objects in the sky that appear to be constructed craft or whatever that are not ours? Yes. Okay, going on from there, somebody must be behind them. Somebody must be controlling them. So if they're here, is it possible they may take an interest in the one supposedly intelligent life form on the planet, the one that's going into space, who's making structures you can see from a great distance? Could they be interested in that life form? Yes, I think so. So just going through all these logical steps, you know, I can see that alien abduction might happen. But I just can't yet go anywhere near as far as David Jacobs. What he's basically saying is it's just almost like tomorrow they're all going to come out. It's all going to be revealed. We'll be under alien martial law. Because that's the kind of numbers he's on about, and that's the kind of seriousness he's on about in terms of, well, we've got hybrids that are now being taught by other abductees to how to live, how to behave in civil society.
You know, it's kind of like, here, it bothers me, is we've got an alien abduction hybrid school. You know, we set up an educational program for hybrid aliens to teach them how to do things. I think the concept is frankly absurd, because if they are brought up from childhood to live amongst us, why can't they just go to our schools? It doesn't make sense. Let's, instead worrying about alien abductions, let's go to Mars, shall we? Let's go to Mars this week. Forget about abductions, unless Martians are abducting us. And for that, we have Dr. John Brandenburg, and he is a veteran plasma physicist entering treacherous waters about what might be happening at Mars and more to come this coming week from NASA. So things that we talk about today may be supplanted or enhanced by that development. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. Guest co-host is Gogs Mackay. Dr. John Brandenburg coming up. You're in
the Paracast.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Dr. John Brandenburg joining us. He is a senior plasma physicist, which means he's the kind of scientist who's got really, really extensive credentials. And In this particular case, though, I guess he's taking himself out of his general comfort zone, but we'll get into that briefly for people who haven't heard Dr. Brandenburg in the past on the PowerCast. But first, let me tell you something. We have our special premium package for the show called the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com. Quickly, we offer the ad-free version of this show, free of 41 minutes of network ads. We offer the After the PowerCast podcast, which, if you say it five times real fast, is real difficult. We're now offering, that's the first laugh I've had in a year, now offering some transcripts for shows. People have asked us, hey, can you do a transcript of the show? Well, it's not easy. A couple of 3 hours on the air, coming up with an accurate transcript. But one of our members of our forums has been doing it. We got two transcripts on there right now of the John Keel tribute and the Jim Moseley tribute. You'll find that. It is simple sign-up instructions at plus.thepowercast.com. As of November 16th, we increased the prices. So if you subscribe now, ahead of that deadline, you lock in your price. So as long as your membership renews, it will stay at the old price. That's the system. We can't increase your price once your membership's in place. It's only when you fail to renew because your charge doesn't go through or something that it goes up. So this is a good time to get that price locked in. Dr. Brandenburg, just very quickly, because we always have listeners who've never heard the show before or don't listen every week, which is unfortunate, but seriously speaking, the question here I have is, how does a senior plasma physicist get wrapped up in finding out what's happening on Mars?
Yeah, well, that is a very good question. I mean, I started out in this investigation as a freshly minted PhD back in 1984. I had gone to school to study controlled thermonuclear fusion, the secret to a much cleaner, safer form of nuclear energy for the future. And I worked on both I worked primarily on magnetic fusion, which is like, you know, the big tokamak. And I also worked on laser fusion, which is compressing pellets of hydrogen and making a miniature hydrogen bomb. Now, in the process of that, I learned a lot about hydrogen bomb physics because it's essential if you're going to do laser fusion. So I came out of the graduate school experience, which was done at a big government laboratory, Lawrence Livermore National Lab, great place. I came out of there with a very broad background, not only in plasma physics, which is basically electricity and magnetism, electrodynamics, but also in nuclear physics. So I was then at another lab. I went to another government lab to work on directed energy weapons for the government. I couldn't get a job. They cut back on fusion energy research. We were getting too close. We were making too much progress, as it turns out. And I described this all in my book, Death on Mars. But I ended up at another government lab in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Sandia National Labs. And this was a big transition for me because Lawrence Livermore National Lab had been run by the University of California, and it was very much like a university campus. And, you know, physics was the focus. Of course, there were political battles about this or that, but physics was the focus. At Sandia Labs, I was in an unfortunate situation where I found that politics somehow was getting in the way of progress on the project I was working on, and I managed to push it ahead anyway. But I was at a kind of point of disillusionment. Also, the Cold War was in its iciest depths then. And it was then that I heard about this Face on Mars business, the work of DiPietro and Molinar, who had found two pictures of the face on Mars and enhanced them using the raw data. And they'd also found a pyramid 5 kilometers away. So I myself thought, and I had a three-year-old daughter at the time, and I thought, oh, this could end the Cold War and get us working on positive stuff again. If we discover a dead civilization on Mars, both the Russians and the Americans would drop everything and collaborate to get to Mars. And this is, in fact, what Carl Sagan urged. And this is right after the nuclear winter, by the way, which also involved Mars. A dust storm on Mars showed that the United States neither the United States or Soviet Union would survive a nuclear war, because the nuclear winter afterwards would kill more people than the actual fallout and explosions. So I became involved in this somewhat reluctantly. As you say, Gene, I was pushed way out of my comfort zone on this thing. I thought, what am I doing? But when you find yourself part of an army marching over a cliff, it seems like, marching towards a thermonuclear war, you feel like somebody should do something. And so I felt that if we could investigate this thing on Mars, it might prevent a nuclear war.
Okay, and now so obviously we haven't had the nuclear war yet.
Vince DiPietro and I have congratulated each other several times, usually after a few beers, that, and we stopped, we ended the Cold War with our research. But what happened was, Ike Hoagland had organized a group of scientists and engineers to basically investigate and verify DiPietro Molinar's work. It was called the Independent Mars Investigation Team. And we used a very early form of the Internet. We all had phone modems, you know, with terminals.
Oh, I remember what those were. I had such a thing.
Oh, it was fantastic. And my little daughter discovered if I ignored her, she could come up and scream at me, and it would make gibberish on the it would be picked up by the phone modem as gibberish. So I discovered very quickly I had to give her a hug when she came by asking for attention while I was working on this thing. So we would labor long into the night typing away, and it was a little bit like being involved in The Hobbit. You know, suddenly you're just a hobbit minding his own business, and suddenly a bunch of dwarves and a wizard descends on you one night and says, we want you to join this big adventure. And so we very quickly, though, found they got the tapes of the images, and we very quickly were able to verify that DiPietro Molinar had done really good work. There was this face, and there were multiple images, and I brought my scientific training to this. Some of the other people were more, hadn't been involved in kind of cutting edge research. I had been, and I was able to bring my kind of sense of, well, how do you organize cutting edge research?
Let's talk about the cutting edge research as it relates to Mars and more with Dr. John Brandenburg. With Gene Steinberg and Gogs Mackay, you're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Kurt Sutton, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. We've got Gox Mackay on the show this week. We're talking to Dr. John Brandenburg. And, of course, in the past, we've talked about his book, Death on Mars, The Discovery of a Planetary Nuclear Massacre. Now, he's kind of, we're going to move through this very quickly here, John, talking about his early research. Now,
right.
Where did that go? Where did that take us? Is this what ended up with this book?
Well, the first question was, are the pictures really authentic? We verified, yes, they were authentic. They showed everything that DiPietro and Molinar suggested. We also found every other possible picture that we could in the files of the images, even if from far away, because both images were taken in the afternoon. We wanted an image that was taken in morning to light up the other side of the face. And we found them. We found two. And even though they were not as high a resolution, the face was like 10 pixels across in the picture, they showed that the right-left symmetry was quite strong. And we also asked the question, okay, let's assume this is a dead civilization we're looking at. Was Mars ever capable of supporting such a civilization? And we discovered, yes, there was a lot of evidence that Mars used to have a much denser Earth-like atmosphere. But the space had actually been at a basically a coastal city. So anyway, Gene, we made remarkable scientific progress, and then we headed off to, it was at my suggestion, we headed off to the Case for Mars 2 conference and presented a paper showing our investigation. And, you know, everyone was on the offer list. We got a lot of good attention. We had crowds standing in front of our poster. We showed all the pictures, and then we would give a 20-minute summary. I got to give the summary. There was a person next to us, at the paper next to us, who was very angry and would try and shout over me. And his name was Mike Malin. He was advertising his new camera that he wanted to send to Mars. You must remember that in 1984, Mars had been declared dead, and all of the research money and interest was moving off to the outer planets, Jupiter, Europa, Titan, things like that. So the Mars, Case for Mars people were actually trying to resuscitate the Mars program. One of the people who came to our talk was a guy named Hal Mazursky. He then came down to Sandia Labs and gave a talk, and I went out to lunch with him, and he said, you know, we didn't know what to think about your pictures, but we really liked your Mars ocean. Why don't you give a paper just on the Mars ocean at some scientific conference? And I ended up leaving Sandia Labs, partly because I helped save the project I was on, and this embarrassed a senior, person on the project who was very mad at me.
Hi, it's Gogs here, John. I just want to jump back a bit, a minute, to get this right. So that basically it was because you saw supposed artificiality in the face on Mars, that was kind of what set the ball rolling, and you were looking backwards to think if there was a, you know, there had to be a civilization in the past, and if there had to be a civilization, there probably had to be a breathable atmosphere, water.
It had to be Earth-like, basically Earth-like conditions.
Yes. I was just going to go specifically, do you have any knowledge to do with I've heard that, you know, mathematical analysis programs have been done just merely looking in the cold light of a computer just to see when you can analyze a picture and you just ask the picture, the computer, to look for natural things and what might be artificial things. I've heard that the face stars in that region just scores very highly on art.
Yes, they do. The algorithms are basically just putting into a mathematical formalism what the human eye brain already does. The human eye brain looks for symmetries. It looks for straight lines. It looks for anything that looks like a face. Finding faces in the jungle clutter, when we're talking about when we lived in the jungle in the past, our ancestors, there were two things that were really good to spot. One was a human face, especially if it was wearing war paint through the woods. The other one was a straight line, meaning a spear or an arrow coming straight at you. People who were able to recognize these things very quickly lived a long time and fathered many children and thus contributed to the gene pool. People who couldn't recognize these things were winnowed out of the gene pool very quickly. So, yes, computer algorithms have been employed by the military to spot artificial structures, even under camouflage, by using image processing. And Mark Collado applied those to Cydonia, finding that they scored very highly. In other words, anyone flying overhead on Mars with these kinds of algorithms would immediately pick up on these objects. I had gotten two things at Sandia Labs. I had managed to help advance this Mars investigation. We found strong evidence that Mars was Earth-like in the past, strong evidence that this was, in fact, archaeology. We also found another site, which we called the Utopia Site, which has now been renamed by NASA, Galaxias Chaos, very colorful name, where there are at least one face that is a facsimile of the face in Cydonia. And we now have new pictures of that confirming that it is a face.
Regarding the face on Mars, officially this is not accepted as a reality.
Oh, no. Well, it's considered an infernal nuisance to people who want to just conduct a nice geologic investigation of Mars, looking at interesting rocks. They're convinced this is what's called pareidolia, which is finding significant patterns in really random data, you know, like finding a horse shape in the clouds, etc.
So it's like an optical illusion is what they're saying.
Yeah, this is an optical illusion. However, we have many new pictures. The face on Cydonia is probably the most photographed object on Mars. We have many new pictures. We found it's completely symmetric. It looks like a piece of eroded archaeology. And we've even found what looks like brickwork on part of it and head ornaments, nostrils in the nose, etc. One thing I learned, by the way, at Sandia Labs, I was a fresh young man just out of graduate school with a shiny new PhD, ready to prove to the world I was the best physicist on Earth, is also learned that science is like professional basketball is not supposed to be a contact sport. I found that science, even though it's not supposed to be a contact sport, is that passion, personalities, and politics enter into science, especially when there's a large amount of money involved. So part of what is going on is we're seeing in the debates over Mars, we are seeing the tension between Pasadena and Houston. Pasadena wants to keep Mars as a place where they can keep doing nice, careful academic investigations of various, you know, whether they're finding granite on Mars, et cetera, et cetera. Houston wants to send people there to advance human progress in space, to make a spacefaring. So we have essentially the fight between academic robotic science and basically heroic explorer type science.
Like in the movie The Martian with Matt Damon, which is so popular. John, we have to break in a moment. Let me just ask this. Okay. Let's move this along here. So we have these two factions. And the thing I want to ask you also about the Mars probes, and this may be significant because we consider how are those probes capable of finding evidence of life. And the problem here is that these probes are designed not to look for biological samples if they exist, but to look for rocks. And we're going to go into this in our next segment in more detail because of what's happened with Mars exploration in recent months and the coming week. We have Dr. John Brandenburg. We're exploring Mars. With
all right,
Gene Steinberg and Gogs MacKay, you're in
the podcast.
All right.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Hey, Abraham.
Turkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from presidentialufo.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Dr. John Brandenburg with Gene Steinberg and Gox Mackay. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. So the question I posed at the end of our last segment, John, is that we have this problem here where we all would love to see if there was life on Mars, but the probes we sent by the scientists were just rock collectors, right?
Yeah, and it's a kind of a Gordian knot. Jet Propulsion Lab does not want to send life sensors to Mars because if they found life, and this is a quote from a retired person from JPL, said that the management at JPL had told him that we know, quote, we know that if we find anything exciting on Mars, the astronauts will come with their big rockets and take Mars away from us.
So it is a big turf war.
It's a turf war. We're talking real estate. Gene, if you were in charge of the planet Mars, and some Yahoo astronauts wanted to come take it away from you, wouldn't you be upset? I mean, the idea of astronauts tromping all over your pristine scientific laboratory.
Hi, yeah, this sounds quite like to me when you hear about a construction crew maybe in somewhere like Nevada and they stumble across a Native American burial site, or it might be one, and they know they've got to stop
exactly.
Construction then. And you know that, so you'll get one side that's saying it's definitely a burial site, and the other side, no, it's not, because of these two competing interests.
Absolutely correct. That is a wonderful analogy.
That's all. Sorry, John, carry on. Yeah, I just wanted to make that analogy.
No, that's a very good analogy. It is inconvenient to find a dead civilization on Mars for certain factions in the scientific community, or life for that matter. It gums up the whole works.
So here, we want to think here that Mars has to be a dead world because from a point of politics, which is what this is about,
yes.
From research politics, scientific politics, whatever you want to say, if we find something that brings humans to Mars, that's verboten because it takes away their income, it takes away their grants. They don't want it. They don't want to
for
life on Mars because the implications are unfortunately injurious to their jobs.
We're talking about the tobacco industry setting up the Tobacco Institute to make sure that evidence of the link between cancer and tobacco is waters are muddied. So, however, they still keep producing data, and they've given us very good data, and they've tried very hard to convince the mainstream scientific community that these pictures mean nothing. But we keep, we're very persistent. I liken this debate to the continental drift debate, where people began by saying, it looks like South America and Africa fit together. And people said, nonsense. That can't possibly be true. And it was basically based on just looking at a globe and seeing that it was pattern recognition.
So if there's so much politics in scientific research.
Oh, absolutely. You have to have the hide of a rhinoceros and a personality to match to really make great discoveries and move science ahead.
Okay, so you're a rhinoceros, right?
I am. And I'm a half Viking, and I love a good scientific fight, especially if there's plenty of data to argue from.
Okay, and so this is part of our problem, but now, despite sending a probe there, a Mars rover that is looking for rocks, doesn't care about life, we get this report just some weeks back that we have the remnants of some water over there, that there is flowing water on Mars. Now, was that just an accidental development? Because that seems to argue in the face of this kind of probe.
Well, one thing I will say about JPL, despite them taking a very firm position that there's no life on Mars and Mars is a dead world, you know, ripe for robotic investigation, they have been reporting a stream of findings. They've done very good work, both engineering and scientific work, and it all supports the idea that Mars used to be Earth-like, with abundant flowing and standing water.
So this is just like the Dead Seas, the Dead Seas of Barsoom, envisioned by Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Yep.
So Edgar Rice Burroughs was right, except that he depicted a present-day Martian civilization and not one that existed millions of years ago. Are we thinking then that if there was a civilization, I want more specifics about what we know about it now, that this happened millions of years ago, it wasn't something that happened yesterday?
Yes. But basically, we have enough evidence, enough data to say that Mars was like Earth until about half a billion to a quarter billion years ago. Now, that's a long time ago. That's before the dinosaurs.
But does that mean here that there was time
so it means
for...
that whatever happened on Mars happened before there were any humans.
Now if evolution took the same pace here and on Mars, would that mean all the action happened before they could develop an intelligent race of beings?
That's an excellent question. We have evidence now that life began on Earth almost immediately. They've found in rocks less than 400 million years old evidence for life on Earth. Basically, as soon as there was a liquid ocean on Earth, there was life in it.
Yes,
on
but the
Mars,
point I'm making here, John, the point I'm making here, though, is that on Mars, being that the atmosphere did not last as long as it does on Earth, the progress would be less. Therefore, wouldn't that argue against the possibility of an intelligent spacefaring race?
I was just starting my argument, Gene. Scientists are a little long-winded sometimes. I'll cut to the chase. Basically, Mars had a head start on Earth, apparently. It assembled quicker. It cooled off quicker. And apparently life, it had what we would call Earth-like conditions much earlier than Earth did. Earth was a hothouse steam room for billions of years. Only primitive bacteria could live here. But on Mars, the atmosphere cooled, cleared off, and you started evolution probably half a billion years before Earth that happened on Earth. And also, you must remember that most of the evolution on Earth happened in half a billion years, not 4 billion years like people think.
All right, so you're saying here, since Mars developed more quickly.
Yes, it had a head start on Earth.
But how do you know that? How do you make that supposition?
Well, for one thing, Mars is only 1/8 the mass of Earth. It's half the size. That means it's 1/8 of the mass. So it has that much less latent heat to get rid of when it first assembles. So Mars would have had a liquid ocean probably several hundred million years earlier than Earth, where life could start thriving. Early Mars was far more terrestrial than Earth was at the same time. So basically, Mars began to have an oxygen atmosphere very early, it looks like. So once you have on Earth, things kind of bumbled along with just microbial life until what was called the Precambrian explosion, when suddenly life began to just explode into a number of different ecological niches. One of the things that happened was that suddenly oxygen started appearing in the Earth's atmosphere a long time for large amounts. The same thing apparently happened on Mars much earlier.
Let's discuss this in our next segment about the development and the possible rise of intelligent beings on Mars. So things are changing very slightly as we enter the second year of the PowerCast. Plus, there's going to be a bit of a price increase effective on November 16th, 2015. To learn more and take advantage of the current price, lock in your savings, check plus.thepowercast.com. That's plus.thepowercast.com. We offer the ad-free version of this show, The PowerCast. We also offer an exclusive podcast called After the PowerCast, where we do color commentary, special interviews, things that just occur to us. We also are starting to present show transcripts. Check plus.thepowercast.com, plus.thepowercast.com. With Dr. John Brandenburg, Gene and Gogs Mackay are here. You're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.